I thought that's what an attorney. Okay, I would entertain a motion to go.
Motion to go back into open.
I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we're back in open session and we've taken some time in closed session to discuss, have a discussion between all those that were involved in the interviews. What else do you wanna say, Matt, seeing as how you were kinda in charge of this?
So we determined to make the decision solely based off of the point schedule. So we conducted individually the five people that were in that interview process with each of the different companies, went through each one of those points and assigned a point, and Neil's tallying.
He's right the now. Tally master, whether he likes it or not. We don't know, and we haven't.
And we don't, at this point, none of us, maybe Neil knows.
I do. I just did it, added them all a second time, but so I can do it a third time. Just.
Did you do the individual, did you do the other side of the graph as well, as it relates to, did you do totals or did you do individual scoring summary?
Totals. Well, I've got everybody's totals.
For each category?
Yeah, so okay. All five of you had a total for each category.
Right.
So we can go across the sheet as well.
And as a category, yeah.
Does that make sense?
Comment that we're very fortunate to have
on the back of the sheet.
Three very good proposals. And
another sheet.
It's a tough decision because there's going to be one person that gets the contract and two that don't, and we really appreciate the time and effort that goes into it. I know that there's a lot of money and time and effort that goes into putting these together, so thank you.
And then if I can add, I'd just say that that this isn't the only work that the county will be doing, and
certainly
it'll be
not.
There's other opportunities to be involved.
If you want to wait, because it might take some time to get the totals for scope for each of the four areas instead of just the total amount. It shouldn't.
No,
the total
it shouldn't.
Amount should be the
but
same.
More for
but it would wait at
the bottom
for
line.
Information.
The bottom line.
So,
all right. I would recommend just letting us know what the bottom line is, and then if anybody wants to know more information, we can certainly
There's
provide
the bottom
that.
Line and the totals from the five voters for each, but I don't have the
can we each look at that as we go forward, before we go forward?
Certainly. Did you see?
No, I didn't
you
see.
You give it back to Randy. And
how was I supposed to see? I didn't cheat.
You want me to read it?
Yes.
All right. Okay. Total points based on 500. Civco, the bottom line was 461 points. Rocky Mountain Surveying, 409. And Jones and DeMille, 472. So based on the total on amount of points, it looks like Jones and DeMille scored slightly higher. So again, thank you for we would have been good with well served, I think, with any of the three. And we appreciate the time and the effort.
Do we need to be able to get a breakdown of the point scores?
Yeah. We can certainly provide that. I think Neil's working on that right now.
Thanks for using the point. The scoring system.
I think we collectively felt like that would be the fairest approach.
What we found is sometimes agencies will put it in the RFP, but then they don't ever do it that way. So then there's just no feedback on
right.
Where were we compared, you know, right. The others. So appreciate that.
And if there are any debriefing notes that you could either share in writing or in person, it would be good. It's just
sure.
Part of the marketing strategy.
Keeps,
you know,
absolutely.
Keeps everybody sharp.
We yeah. Want to know what was right and what was wrong. I think both.
Well, thank you so.
I appreciate the fact that you guys had a really hard trip.
I spent probably not sleepless nights, but sleepless hours during the night, at least, during this process, because it's, I understand, being a business owner, that you spend a lot of time and you do a lot of effort, and at the end of the day, there can only be one person, one company selected, so I get it.
Okay.
So I guess the next step would be our attorney would prepare a contract and send it over for your review. Is that?
I have a draft that I sent to you guys.
Yes.
So
we'll send you the draft at least, and
I'll need a point
give
of contact.
You guys an opportunity to. Yeah, you have a point of contact. You can send that to.
Yeah. It's in the RFP, or if I need my card, or
here.
My colleague will be the one executing the contract. He's principal.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, do you need anything else as far as...
No, I'm just waiting to make sure that that's all we have to... That covers everything.
It might be good to go ahead and do a motion to award.
It would be...
Motion to move forward for preparing. Not a contract yet, so not a motion to approve the contract, but a motion to...
Move forward,
prepare the contract and award the surveyor.
Okay.
One second. I thought you made the motion.
He can't make a motion.
I said it might be a good idea to make that motion. I'll make the motion to award the contract to Jones and DeMille for our county surveyor. And to move forward with the that preparation of said contract.
And that it's not awarded until the contract is undertaken. Okay.
Now you can second, I think, Jack.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to move the awarding of the county surveyor to Jones and DeMille, move it forward to the preparing the contract, and all those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. So I don't know, number four, discussion and consideration of long-term agreement for Dutch John Fire. That's kind of put that off to...
I don't know that it needs to be back on before the hearing.
No, that's what I was going to say. We can't do anything with it until after the hearing, so.
Well, whatever adjustments need to be made between the attorneys,
well,
we just have to be able to confirm it, even if it's digitally.
And we need Yeah, that being said, we need to have that in place before we can move forward. Yeah, have that understanding between the two of them.
In concept, I think we concur with where we're at right now, notwithstanding whatever changes may be proposed by the mayor or the other attorney.
Okay.
I'm just, you don't need to wait for this tally.
Okay, but this will be available at the end.
Yeah, I'm going to make it available.
Okay. Okay. So, is there any other things you need to go into closed session for anything else, or?
Not from my perspective.
I don't know of any.
I would entertain a motion then to adjourn.
So moved.
Okay, we won't vote on it, we'll just adjourn.